Now, John Kelly, a consultant orthopaedic surgeon at Sligo University Hospital, is on the line. He's going to tell us in a moment or two about the low-impact hip replacement surgery the hospital is offering public patients. But first, a patient's experience. Gay Devaney went to Sligo University Hospital for a hip replacement 9 weeks ago, and she's been speaking to our reporter, Ethna Dodd.
I got a new hip done on the 26th of July in the Sligo General Hospital. And I must say, I got VIP treatment. I really didn't know what was going to happen. I was a wee bit nervous leaving the house that morning to go to the hospital. So I went up there on the morning of the 26th for 7:30 in the morning. So I had it at 9:30 in the morning. You know, I was knocked out. And then I came around, I woke up at 20 past 11. And then I was brought to the recovery room. And then the physio came to take me out to do some, to make me walk. So that was it. And then I came back to the room again, and I was in the room, and then the time was going on. And next thing, it came to around 3 o'clock, and John Kelly came to the thing, and he said that everything went very well, and he was very happy with what went on. And he told me I could go home. And then I rang my husband then around 6:45, came home, and I was in my home at 7:50. On that evening, of that Friday evening. And I've never looked back. I had pain for a day or two or three days. And after that, there was no pain. And I was getting stronger. And I'm into my 9th week now.
And that's a very happy Gay Devaney. John Kelly, consultant orthopaedic surgeon at Sligo University Hospital. Good morning to you.
Morning, Anya, and thank you for the invitation to speak to you this morning.
Not at all. So tell us about how you can replace a patient's hip and they're able to leave hospital on the same day.
Yeah, well, this is a really progressive step in improving the patient experience and improving their quality of life. Hip replacements are traditionally done through approaches through the side of the hip or the back of the hip. And most hip replacements in Ireland and the UK and the US would have traditionally been done that way. This new approach that we're describing is different in that it approaches the hip from the front, and instead of cutting muscle, we just separate the muscle. And cutting muscle is what causes pain and what necessitates the need for crutches and extensive rehabilitation. So the principle is if you don't cut any muscle, you'd experience less pain and you require less rehab. And certainly that's our lived experience in Sligo at the moment.
And I know this is available in certain private hospitals, but you're offering this to public patients. The potential impact, John, on waiting lists if this form of hip replacement were more widely used?
Absolutely. It's really, really promising. In France, 80% of hip replacements are done in this way. In the US, day case hip replacements now account for well over 50% of all hip replacements. And I think it holds a lot of promise in Ireland. If we were to do 50% of our total hip replacements as day cases, that would really free up public bed capacity and allow us to do more hip replacements and treat more patients and reduce waiting lists really effectively.
But do I understand, is staffing limiting your capacity to do more of these surgeries at the moment?
Absolutely, yes. Staffing is always a problem in the health service, as you well know. Replacing nurses, replacing physiotherapists, replacing operatives, replacing all of these people are, you know, this whole approach is team based, and it requires a lot of buy in from all of the multidisciplinary teams. And without any member of that team, it can really reduce, I suppose, the amount of hip replacements that we can perform. It's not just about the surgeon. It's not just about the patient. It's about that patient journey. It's about identifying patients in the outpatients department, bringing them through the pre-assessment, getting them seen by physiotherapists, occupational therapists, pharmacists, anaesthetists, and then getting them to the operating theatre where they're kind of helped by operatives who help prepare the patients for the surgery, and then the surgical team, and then the nurses who look after them afterwards on the ward. So, you know, there might be 20 people involved in performing one patient's hip replacement. And if you lose members of that team, it's just very hard to provide the same level of service.
And that's been impacting the amount of surgeries you've been able to do like this, has it?
Well, that's always a challenge. I mean, what we have is a very dynamic, collaborative team here in Sligo, and there is a strong multidisciplinary buy-in. But that's always going to be a factor, as are the problem with accessing beds in public hospitals, particularly as we approach the winter.
Well, if people can get the surgery, we certainly heard from Gay Devaney about her positive experience. So thank you to talk to us about it this morning. John Kelly, consultant orthopaedic surgeon at Sligo University Hospital. A little later than usual, 27 minutes to 8, the news headlines from Maggie Doyle.